Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Ayin Zayin. We left off in daf Ayin Vavim Beis. We're in the middle of a discussion about certain forms of kinyanim. We were discussing the kinyan Meshicha, kinyan Mesira, kinyan Hagbah, and specifically Abaye and Rava. In yesterday's daf, in Ayin Vavim Beis, about six lines from the top, had said that each of those kinyanim work in certain rishuyos and not in others. For instance, I mean, just to go through them, they both said that Mesira is Kone B'Rishus HaRabim and B'Chatzar She'ena Shal Shnehem. Meshicha is Kone B'Simta U'B'Chatzar She'hi Shal Shnehem. And Hagbah is Kone anywhere. So basically, Hagbah works anywhere because the whole point is that you are lifting it, so it's completely within your Rishus when you lift it. Meshicha is, as we said yesterday, Machlokas that Benazal understands, Rav Yisrael Meltzer understands, Machlokas Ramam Ravid, whether it's a Maisa Bailus or it's Hachnasal Rishuso. But in either way, it's only going to work in an area that is not a Rishus Rabim, that is at least partially yours, or can be partially yours, a Simta or a Chatzar Shishal Shnehem. And Mesira works anywhere, works even in a Rishus Rabim, a Chatzar She'ena Shal Shnehem. Not anywhere in Rishus Rabim or a Chatzar She'ena Shal Shnehem. So that's because the idea is that it's something that you can't do Meshicha in a Rishus Rabim. So when you can't do Meshicha and a Chatzar She'ena Shal Shnehem, so when you can't do Meshicha, that's when you do Mesira. Otherwise, you would do Meshicha. If you were in a Simta, you were in a Rishus that was Shal Shnehem, you would do Meshicha. So Meshicha is the higher, more powerful form of Kinyan. But if you're unable to do Meshicha based on where you are, then you would do Mesira. And Hagbah has no limitations. You could do Hagbah wherever you want. So that was the comment of Abaye and Rava. So we left off about 10 lines from the bottom of the page, where the last one line is Abaye. So says the Gemara, Lema Abaye v'Rava, Da Amar Karebi. So it seems that Abaye and Rava say like Rebbe. Why? What did Rebbe say? So Rashbam reminds us that the Lema Abaye v'Rava, Da Amri Karebi, Da Amar Svina Niknas B'Mesira, V'Rishus HaRabim. Rebbe holds that a boat can be acquired through Mesira in a Rishus HaRabim. And Abaye v'Rava seem to hold that would be true. V'lo k'Rabbanan, but that's against the Rabbanan, says the Rashbam. D'ilu Rabbanan, less l'hu Mesira kona b'Rishus HaRabim. The Rabbanan hold that Mesira does not work in Rishus HaRabim. D'mishum hachi amri, lo kana achim shechena m'Rishus HaRabim l'simta. And that's why they said that if there's a boat in the Rishus HaRabim, the only way you're going to be kona that boat is by dragging it into a simta. I mean, you can't be kona it in the Rishus HaRabim. Granted, we know there's no Meshicha, but it's just because there's no Meshicha doesn't mean Mesira does work. You can't do Mesira either. You need to go and do the Meshicha and pull it into a simta. So it turns out Rabbi and Rava agree with Rebbe that Mesira can be kona in Rishus HaRabim against the Rabbanan who hold that Mesira cannot be kona in Rishus HaRabim. And the Gemara is not just saying this as Stam, just noting that Abaye and Rava are siding with Rebbe, but as the Rashbam points out, it's a kasha. V'hichi shafki Rabbanan v'amik Rebbe. How can we set aside the sheet of the Rabbanan and instead say like Rebbe? We should have to hold like Rebbe as well. We should have to hold like the Rabbanan of the Rabbim, and we shouldn't be able to, Abaye and Rava should not be able to just set aside the sheet of the Rabbanan in favor of the sheet of Rebbe. So answers the Gemara, Amar Ravashi, Amar Ravashi, Ida Amar Le Chazeku Kni Hachinami. If he gives him instructions, I want you to go and be kona, so then enochinami. Meaning, as Rashbam adds in, kalecha damar lebal asfina lelokeach lechazeku kni. When the sale is being made with the seller instructing the buyer to go and make a kinyan, v'hu lakcha v'achazba, and the buyer went and he took it and he grabbed it. Dahainu Mesira, and that's the definition of Mesira. The definition of Mesira, we said many times, is that you need the person who's giving it to give it. It's not good enough to just take it. Mesira requires a giver, and that's why there's no Mesira on Hefker, there's no Mesira on Nichse Ager, because there's no one to give it to you. So that when someone is actually going and telling you to go take it, then everyone would agree. There is no Machlokas whether Mesira works in Rosh Hashanah. When there is someone being Moser it, everyone agrees that Mesira certainly works in Rosh Hashanah. Even the Rabbanan would agree. So Abaye and Rava are not at all arguing on the Rabbanan. So idam lechazeku kni achinami. If someone tells you lechazeku kni back in the Gemara, so then for sure that's going to work. Hacha b'mayaskinan. What are we dealing with when we have machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan? Damale lech mishoch ukni. It's where this seller tells the buyer, go pull it and be kone it. So Mar Savar Kpeda, so the Rabbanan hold, so now you can't do Mesira anymore, because the specific instructions were not to do Mesira, you were specifically instructed to go and do a Meshicha. So since the instructions were to Dafka do a Meshicha, so as Rashbam points out, Lo Gomer LaHaknoso Elo B'Meshicha, the love of Mesira. The Mocher is only willing to be makne it to you if you do a Meshicha and not if you do a Mesira. Shemir to Mocher, Yuchalachzabo, Kolzman Shalomashka, Zelarushuso, and therefore he retains the right to go back on the whole sale, to void the whole sale, so long as you haven't done the Meshicha into your Rishus. But Amar Savar, Rebbe holds, Maramakomulo. He's not telling you that you need to do Meshicha. Why does he care how you do the Kinyan? As long as you do a valid form of Kinyan, he's just telling you, the first Kinyan he thinks of is Meshicha. So he says, Lech Meshoch Kni, Maramakomulo. He's just saying, if you want, you can go and be Moshech L'Rishuscha, whatever makes you happy. If you want to just do a Mesira here, that's fine too. You want to just grab it here and be kind with Mesira, that's fine as well. But that not that the Mocher is being makbid. Why would the Mocher be makbid? Says Tosos, Mar Savar Mar Makomilo, says Tosos in Tomar, Abaye the Chashav the Kaman Perket Pashut, Ramin Shum Megamliel, Kulu Sviruluhu, Mar Makomulo, Amailu Chashav Rabbi Badayu. Later on in Perket Pashut, Abaye is going to give a list of Tanaim who hold Mar Makomulo. He's going to say this one, that one, the other one, Kulu Sviruluhu, they all hold. Maramakom hulo, conspicuously absent from that list is Rebbe. Right? If we're saying that the shita of Rebbe that you could acquire a boat b'misira in Rishus Harabim is really based on the fact that no, everyone holds you can acquire a boat b'misira Rishus Harabim. Rebbe's chiddush is that even if he says lech mishoch ukni, it's only maramakom hulo. Why is Rebbe not on the list of people that holds maramakom hulo? So says Tosafos Yeshlomer de lo chashav el hashnuyin b'mishnah, that we're only mentioning those that are explicit in the Mishnah, those shitos that are in the Mishnah, and Rebbe is not. Well, the Rashba nira. And the Rashba says, no, there could be a very there could be an alternative explanation of what the machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan is, not whether maramakum hulo works or not, but maybe they're arguing about whether mesira would work in a simta, and that's really the primary machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. So the machlokas is not primarily about the rishus harabim whether mesira would work. They're arguing about whether mesira would work would be kona in a simta or not. Yeah, the point is also that whenever you say kulu sviruluhu, right, it's pointed out that kulu sviruluhu does not always mean that everyone agrees. Right, kulu sviruluhu very often means that they don't agree, but they all have the same basic idea that they work off of. That's the concept of kulu sviruluhu. So it doesn't even have to, meaning to ask this kasha of Tosos, it doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to prove that Rebbe agrees with all the other shitas. You just have to use the words maramakumulo. That's why the kasha is such a strong kasha. Because as soon as we use the words maramakumulo in association with Rebbe, he belongs on that list. Right? It's kulu sviruluhu is different than kulam amru davar echad. Kulam amru davar echad implies that they really all say the same thing. Kulu sviruluhu means they all hold to this concept in broad strokes. Okay, says the Gemara. They might disagree about the application of the concept, but each of them apply it in some way. Amar Rav Papa, Haiman de Mazmin le Shtara le Chavre, a guy sells a shtar to his friend, Tsarich le Michtav le Kni. He has to, Kni hu v'kol shibud de debe. He has to write in the shtar that I want you to be kona, not only the shtar, but I want you to be kona the shtar and the shibud in the shtar. Meaning, if you only say that I want you to be kona the shtar, so the guy's kona a piece of paper. But he's not kona the rights to whatever is written in that piece of paper. So if it says in that piece of paper that somebody owes $1,000, the guy who's kona the shtar is not kona $1,000. That's why you have to say, I want you to be kona the shtar, the kol shibud de debay, and any shibud that's in that shtar, that whatever is written in the shtar as well. So I'm Ravashi says, I'm risal shmaita kamed Rav Kahana. We said this to Rav Kahana, this teaching over to Rav Kahana. Va'amris le taima de kasav lehachi, halo kasav lehachi lo kani, v'chilatra al pitz lechisut, tzarech. And we said to him, we don't get it. Why would you need to write that? I mean, what do you think you're being called to the shtar for? You think you're being called to the shtar because the guy desperately needs a piece of paper to use as a bottle cap? Is that what we would have had a havamina? It would mean, the kinyan would mean, if you don't write, I want you to be called to kol shibuda. So says the Gemara, I'm lay in, lots of. So they said, yeah, that's exactly what you would have been called to. That sometimes people want a piece of paper, lots of a piece of tzlochisa, and that's exactly what it would have been if you don't say kol shibuda debay. Now, if you look at Tosfos, Amar Rav Papa Haiman Demazman Shtara says Tosfos, Omer Rashba, de ein lahavi raya, de sav Rav Papa, de ein osios niklas b'mesira. Meaning, basically, the subject of today's daf is osios niklas b'mesira. Meaning, here you have a shtar. How are you makna a shtar to somebody? How are you makna osios, that which is written in a shtar, to somebody else? So the big question is mesira sufficient? Can you just give the shtar to somebody? Is that enough to be kona a shtar? To be makna and kona ishtar. So right off the bat, from Rav Papa, it would sound that enosios niknas b'mesira, right? Because Rav Papa says you can't just give it; you have to also say that I want you to be kona kol shibuda debay. Right? It's not enough to just give it. The Dilma sav Rav Papa the tzarich lavi raya ulachi tzarich lichtov shia lo l'raya lo mishum dei niknas b'mesira. He says no. Maybe the reason Rav Papa requires that you have to write that I'm being makna to you this shtar and kol shibuda debay, as opposed to just giving the shtar, is not because giving the shtar won't work. Giving the shtar would work halachically, but now prove it. How are you going to prove that you are the real owner of the shtar? Meaning, the shtar says Reuven owes Shimon money, and you're Levi. You're not Shimon. So the fact that Levi's holding on to the shtar, Shimon gave it to him. Shimon gave Levi the money. The Malva gave Levi the money so that Levi will be able to collect it. Yeah, prove it. How do we know that? So the only way Levi's ever going to be able to collect is if he has a note from Shimon that says, I am makna you this shtar and kol shibuda debay. And that way he'll be able to prove it. But technically speaking, if no one were questioning his integrity, no one were questioning his honesty, would the halacha be that he is in fact kona the shtar? Absolutely. Maybe osios are really niknas b'mesira. Umihu, Rav Papa Amar did tzarech l'kuli alma. However, if Rav Papa would say that you need, according to everybody, the Rabbi Nami, the osios niknas b'mesira, tzarech lomar lo k'ni v'kol shibuda d'isbei, that even according to Rabbi, who holds that osios are niknas b'mesira, you would still need to write k'ni and kol shibuda d'isbei, yesh lahavi raya she'ein halacha k'rebi. We would be able to prove that the halacha is not like Rabbi. How so? Meaning what Tosfos is saying is something different now. That you can't prove from Rav Papa's shita, per se, that osios are not niklas b'mesira, from the fact that Rav Papa requires writing this additional line, that you can't prove. But what you can prove is that if Rav Papa thinks Rebbe agrees to this, if Rav Papa thinks that even Rebbe, who holds osios niklas b'mesira, would require you to write this line, we could prove that the halacha is not like Rebbe. Why? The time to prepare a kiddush mekadesh, we have a brayso from Masechta Kiddushin, hiskachli b'shtar chov, if a man gives a woman a shtar chov, and says, I want you to be mekadeshes to me with this shtar chov. Rameir, Ramer mekadeshes, Cham Ramena mekadeshes. Rameir holds it's a good kiddushin, the Cham says she's not mekadeshes. Umifaresh, and the Gemara explains, the pligi b'derebi, that they're arguing about the Shitas Rebbe. The Rameir islay the Rebbe, the osios niknas b'mesira. Rameir holds it's a good kiddushin because he has given her something of value. She has been kona the shtar chov and all the shibud of the shtar chov by the mesira alone. Rabbanan leslu the Rebbe, and the Rabbanan say it's not a good kiddushin because they don't hold of Rebbe. The Ibo Yisema, and the Gemara says, if you want to say, maybe you could say to Kuliyama Laslu the Rebbe. No one holds a Rebbe. V'achad Rav Papa kab miflagi. No one holds a Rebbe, and they're arguing within the sheet of Rav Papa, meaning really everyone agrees osios are not niknos b'mesira, but they're arguing within the sheet of Rav Papa. Dam Rav Papa, Haiman Dezav Midi D'chavri, Tzarek L'michtavlei, right? Our Rav Papa, that you have to write that I'm being kone, kol shibuda d'gabe. Umidilo kamar de Kuliyama Islu the Rebbe. What stopped the Gemara from saying in the Iba Yisema over there, not that everyone rejects Rebbe, everyone holds like the Rabbanan and the Osios are not niknas b'mesira, and they're arguing about the situation about Rav Papa, whether we hold like Rav Papa, and the situation is where they wrote kol shibuda debay. What stopped the Gemara from saying everyone holds like Rebbe? Everyone really holds Osios are niknas b'mesira. And they're arguing within the Shitas Rav Papa. If Rav Papa said his Shita, Bein l'Rabbanan, Bein l'Rebbe, they could argue about Rav Papa's Shita within Rebbe as well. From the fact that the Gemara doesn't take that direction and say that they're arguing within the Shita of Rebbe, that's a raya that the halacha is not going to be like Rebbe, because the Gemara could have easily said that. But if Rav Papa only held his daya within the sheet of the Chacham and not within the sheet of Rabbi, Damriyat Sheikhlav Yimsar, Aval Rabbi Damri Mesir Luchuda Kani, Kimin Shemekal Bakinian, Kani Nami, Aval Gav Delormale, Kani Lach Makal Shibuda, that maybe Rav Papa would hold, look, if Rabbi is so Makal with the Kinyan, he's going to be Makal with the Raya also. If he lets you be Kona just like that, just through a Mesira, well, then that's all you're going to need, and then you never have to write that I'm being Kona. I'm being makna kol shibud gabei. Then ain't raya misham. Then you don't have a raya from that gemara in kiddushin. Why? Because then you could understand very well why the gemara specifically said that if you hold like the rabbanon, they argue within Rav Papa. Because Rav Papa's comment was only made within the rabbanon. Rav Papa's comment wasn't made within Rebbe. So lo masi lemeimer to kuli alma islu the Rebbe. The sulav masi lemeimer to kamifli bid Rav Papa. Then you understand the gemara couldn't say no. Everyone holds like Rebbe, but they're arguing about Rav Papa. Rav Papa's shita was only said within the rabbanon. It was not said within Rebbe. So that's why, even though you can't bring a raya that Rav Papa holds against Rebbe, that Rav Papa holds Einos Yos Nikolas B'Mesira from our Gemara, from Rav Papa's statement, but if you're not going to bring a raya, if you're going to hold Rav Papa holds even like Rebbe, then you might think therefore that's helping Rebbe, that's actually hurting Rebbe, because then we have a Gemara in Kiddushin that says that would clearly indicate that we don't paskin like Rebbe. If you're going to say Rav Papa's against Rebbe, then the Gemara in Kiddushin doesn't prove anything. Then we still might paskin like Rebbe. So it's ironic. Normally you would think that if Rav Papa holds like Rebbe, that's more reason to paskin like Rebbe. If he holds against Rebbe, it's less reason to paskin like Rebbe. It turns out it's from a hapachu that if Rav Papa holds like Rebbe, then the Gemara in Kiddushin needlessly abandons the Shita of Rebbe in order to explore Rav Papa. And if it needlessly abandons the sheet of Rebbe, must be we don't paskin like Rebbe. If Rav Papa doesn't hold like Rebbe, the Gemara doesn't needlessly abandon Rebbe. It does so because that's the only way to logically proceed. And therefore, the halacha might still be like Rebbe. So it's an interesting twist on the whole on the whole machlokas. Another important tosos on the bottom, so he says, I want you to be kona the shtar and the shibud in the shtar. So it says Tosfos Perek Mishameis Mashma de Mechira Shtar Lo Havi El Midrabanan. In Perek Mishameis, the implication is that selling a shtar only works midrabanan. The Kamar Hasam Amar Rav Amar Rav Nachum Matna Shchiv Mira Eina El Midrabanan. That a matna shchiv mira only works midrabanan. Umiyam Rav Nachman Hachi Vam Rav Nachman Avakav Dam Shmuel Mocher Shtar Chov Lechavero V'Chazer Machlo Machul V'Afilu Yoreish Mochel Mod Shmuel Shem Nafsun Matna Shchiv Mira She'in Yochel Limchol. So the Gemara says, wait a second, do we really hold matna shchiv mira as only midrabanan? Don't we know that if a person sells a shtar chov and is then mochel, it works? Meaning, someone owes me $1,000. So I sell you the shtar chov, and I say, here, give me $800. You'll have the shtar chov that says that someone owes $1,000. You'll be able to collect $1,000 on it. You give me $800. Then I go to the guy who owes me money. He says, by the way, I'm mochel you. You don't have to pay me the $1,000. That works. The mechila works. And not only that, even the yoresh is allowed to be mochel. So says the Gemara. So the Gemara says later on. So Shmuel is moda that if it was a matna shchiv meira, if I gave the shtar as a matna shchiv meira, if somebody gave the shtar, I don't like to use myself as an example for the shchiv meira. If somebody gave the shtar as a matna shchiv meira, that he's not able to be mochel. So iam repish lomadar raisa. So if it's da raisa, matna shchiv mira is da raisa, so you understand very well, you can't be mochel, because it was a real kinyan da raisa. But eliyamrit rabbanan amayin yochel limchel. But if it's rabbanan, then you should be allowed to be mochel. So what's the equation the Gemara is making? The Gemara is saying, whenever I'm able to be mochel, that shtar that I've sold, it must be that the mechira is only drabbanan. And we know the halacha is that when I sell a regular shtar chov, I am allowed to be mochel. So it must be that the mechira is only drabbanan. Alma mocha shtar midyachal limchal have midrabanan. So it sounds that when you sell a shtar, if you're allowed to be mochel that shtar, then selling a shtar must be drabanan. Skip down a couple lines toward the end, says Tosafim Tomar, Amai lo kani midaraisa gam shibra karka ksuva bo. Ta karka niknas because of b'shtar b'chazaka v'afilu b'lo mesiv b'shtar chov yikna. Why aren't you kona the shibur on the karka that's written into that shtar? You should be kona that even midaraisa because the halacha is that karka is niknas because of b'shtar b'chazaka. So even without the mesiv shtar chov, you should be able to be kone the shibud mida oraisa. You have a kinyan da oraisa over here. So why do we say that it only works mita rabbanon? So says Tosos Yishlomar the kimoshe inu yachal akdisho kinmuch per kol shah kivin shar karkos einu bereshuso kach inu yachal haknosan min haTorah. That even though you have a shibud on this karka, and therefore because the guy owes you money, and if he can't pay you the money, he has to give you the karka, you're still not the owner of the karka. They're not totally in your rishus. You can't be makdish that karka yet, right? Until it's yours, you can't be makdish it. Just because you have a lien on the property, you can't be makdish it. And if you can't be makdish it, you can't be makne it either. Still tell me, well, of course I should be able to sell it midar raisa. It's a normal kinyan that you would do on karka. Kesef shtar chazak is a normal kinyan you would do on karka. Yeah, that's on karka that belongs to me. This isn't karka that belongs to me yet. This is karka that I have a lien on. And that's very different. Then Tosfos says, but wait a second. But the Rabbanan still allow me to sell it. Right? Midrabbanan. Midaraisa, you're right. Okay, midaraisa, the kinyan can't work because it's not mine yet. But the Rabbanan still make a takana that I'm allowed to sell it. That I could sell a shtarchov with the shibud. And you're going to now have the lien on somebody else's property. So I basically sold you somebody else's property. So the Rabbanan allowed me to do that. Why didn't the Rabbanan allow me to be makdishit then? If they're going to allow me to sell it to a third party, shouldn't they allow me to be makdishit for the benefit of Hekdish? So it says, tells us, nah, there was no major need for that. But since it's normal business practice to sell shtaros, so there was more of a need to permit such practice and to come up with a takana to make it workable. But there was no real need to make Hegdish capable of receiving liens on properties. Since it wasn't so necessary, the Rabbanan didn't work so hard on it. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, top of Ayin Zayin Amar Alf. We're on today's davening. Amar Amemar, Hilchasa Osios Niknos B'Mesira K'Rebi. The halach is that Osios are Niknos B'Mesira like Rebbe. Amalei Ravashi Lamemar, Gemara Osfaras. Ravashi challenges Amemar. Right, normally the Gemara says Hilchasa, end of story, that's what we paskin. Ravashi says, not so fast. What do you mean? Is that Gemara Osfara? Do you know that from some sort of teaching, tradition, or just logically you figured it out on your own? Amalei Gemara, he says, well, it's from a teaching. Amar Ravashi Svara Namiyu. He says, oh yeah, well guess what? It's also a svara. The osios mili ninu mili b'mili lo miknin. That he says that there's a svara that osios themselves are mili and they are dvarim and mili b'mili lo miknin. How can you acquire words with words? If you look at Rashbam, osios mechir shtarchov mili ninu dvarim hu mocher v'lo mamun mamish. I'm selling words. I'm not selling money. Hilchach ma'isi biyadayim dahenu mesira. Who iker kniyasan? You need to do a ma'isa biyadayim, like giving. Aval shtar acher lo mahani. But to just stam write a shtar on it, that wouldn't work. Demili bimili lo miknu. Shtar lo yikna b'shtar. Because words shouldn't be nikna with other words. You should need to actually do something. So what do you have to do? Mesira. So there you have it. So that's a raya, that's a svara, that mesira does work for a shtar. Because shtar alone should not work for a shtar. How can you acquire words with other words? Says Tosfos, osios mili ninu, the short Tosfos, osios mili ninu, amili bimili, lo niknu, lo mikni, says Tosfos, va'omari de mesiris ashtar karoi mili, de kamale kani lach shtar ze, the hainu mili bialma. Tosfos understands that what's going on over here is that the Mesiras Hashtar is called Mili against the Rashbam. No? The Rashbam seemed to be saying, what point is the Gemara making when it's saying Mili b'Mili cannot be Nikna? It's saying that you can't be Makna a Shtar with another Shtar, but you can be with Mesira, because Mesira is a Maisa. Right? That's how the Rashbam understood. Tosfos seems to be saying exactly the opposite. Right, Tosfos says, Mesiras Hashtar, that's Mili. When you do Mesiras Hashtar, that's just words. So you can't be Kona Shtar with words. And what is a Maisa? Writing a new Shtar. The exact opposite of the Rashbam. Right? Rashbam said, writing a new Shtar is more words. Words, words, you can't be Kona with words. Right? But Tosfos says, no, writing Nushtar, that's a Maisa. You're writing Nushtar with his name on the Shibud, Ein Lecha Maisa Gadol Mizeh. There can't be any greater than Maisa than that. So Frekli Gemara, back in the Gemara, so Frekli Gemara, wait, V'lo, you can you not be Kona, Mili B'Mili, V'amar Rabba Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Shnei Shtaroshem, Zachu B'Sada, Zul Leploni, V'Kisvelos Ashtar. If I tell someone, go and be Kona this field for Ploni, and write a Shtar for him, Chozer B'Shtar V'Enu Chozer B'Sada. So I can be Chozer on the instructions to write a shtar, but I can't be chozer on the kinyan of the field. I tell two edim, I want you to go be kona this field on behalf of a third party, and then I want you to write a shtar that I was makne to him, so I can be chozer on the ksivas hashtar. I can later say, you know what, don't write the shtar, cancel the shtar. But I can't be chozer on the actual kinyan. Why can't I be chozer on the kinyan? So if you look at Rashbam, chozer b'shtar v'afilu amar kisvu tenu. The kolzman shlo bali yad mekabel matana yachol ze lakar shlichuso. Because I just made the edim shluchim to write the shtar. I'm allowed to undo a shliach. You can undo a shliach so long as he hasn't done the shlichus, so long as he hasn't yet accomplished the shlichus. So long as he hasn't written the shtar and given it to the mekabel, I still have every right in the world to undo the shlichus. Deinos and shtar bal karchu shal nosin. You can't make a shtar against my will. De miyif hakochu matana bal peh lo nichle detavi matana b'shtar. I may have decided that I want this to be a matana bal peh, but I could change my mind that I don't want it to be a matana b'shtar so long as the shtar has not been executed. I v'afagav darminim b'cheskas habatim kinyan b'fnei shtayim v'ein tzarech lomar kisvu. The Gemara says in Cheskas Habatim, we learned it already, that if you make a kinyan in front of two people, you don't even need to give the instruction to write it. They're allowed to write it on their own. They can make their own decision to write it. So don't you see from there that they don't need my permission to write? So the Rashbam says the obvious chilek. That's where I say nothing. Over here, where I then tell them, don't write, I stop them from writing it, then they're not authorized to write. The Stam Kinyan L'Ksivu Omer Hani Mili Stama. Normally, yes, the makne wants the shtar written for the kone. But if I'm going to make a macha and I'm going to say, no, don't write a shtar, you can't write a shtar against my will. But the sada, it's already too late. Why is it already too late on the sada? Because the edim weren't just picking up the sada, so to speak, and giving it to the third party. They were kona on behalf of the third party. It was zachal nadim shlo b'fanav. So the kinyan was already made. It was already in the third party's possession. And therefore you cannot be chozer b'sada. But if you formulate it differently and you say, al menas shetichtavu lo es hashtar, that I'm giving you the sada al menas that you write a shtar, I'm giving the third party this sada, and you should be kona for him, al menas that you write a shtar, then the kinyan is only going to be chal once the shtar is already written. And therefore, so long as the shtar is not written and delivered, chozer ben b'shtar ben b'sada. We could be chozer both, I could be chozer, both on the shtar and on the sada, because nothing has taken effect yet. Rav Chia bar Avin Amar Rav Huna, Rav Chia bar Avin Amar Rav Huna adds in a third case. He says, shlosh ha-shtaros hein. There are three situations of shtaros. Trei hada amran, two that we just mentioned, right? One where I say, I want you to be kona this field for the third party, plus I want you to write a shtar, where I could be chozer on the shtar, not the sada. Two where I say, I want you to be kona this field for the third party, al minas that you write a shtar, where I can be chozer on everything. And idach, im kada mocher, v'kasav es ha-shtar, if the mocher comes and writes the shtar, so let's say the mocher needs money, and he hasn't yet found a buyer. A guy is selling something very valuable. He hasn't yet found a buyer, but he desperately needs the money, right? So what does he do? He wants to make sure that as soon as he does find a buyer, he's going to be able to nail it down right away, right? He's so desperate to get it done. So what does he do? He has someone write a shtar in advance before he even finds the buyer. He has someone write a shtar mecher in advance. So kada mocher because of his shtar. And he writes the shtar, kosa shashaninu. And that's okay to do, like we learned, kosa shtar lemocher, afal bishen lokeach imo. That you're allowed to write a shtar for the mocher, even if the lokeach is not present. Kivan shehichzik zeh bekarka, nikna shtar bekal makom shehu. Then you have a unique situation, where as soon as the kinyan is made on the karka, the shtar is also acquired together with the karka. Vizui shashaninu, and that's what we learned, nechasum shein lemachrayis, nikna mim nechasum shesh lemachrayis, bekesef, Vishtar v'chazaka, that you can acquire nechasim sheinam achrayis, you can acquire metaltim like a shtar together with karka using kinyane kesef shtar v'chazaka. So as soon as you make a chazaka on the karka, you're not only kona the karka, you're kona the shtar together with it. Now, what are we trying to prove over here? Well, we're trying to just to not lose the flow over here. The Gemara had asked, umili bimili lo velo. Do we really say mili are not nikna bimili, that you can't acquire words using other words? So now we're assuming that the shtar is mili bialma, right? And right, if you look at the Rashbam on Amud Beis and Dibur Maskil B'Kesef B'Shtar B'Chazaka, says Rashbam, V'Kasal Kedai T'Chashta T'Shtar B'Mili B'Yama Mikni Shenistratza Amorcha L'Haknos L'Kech, that this shtar is being nikna with words alone, that the mocher is interested in giving it to the lokech. V'Afal Pi Shelo Ba Hashtar Li'Yadu D'Lokech Chanilei. The lokech never received the shtar. He never actually picked up the shtar. And nevertheless, the fact that the mocher, in this third case, in this last case, where the mocher wrote the shtar in advance, and the shtar is now in a different state for some reason, he doesn't have it with him, and then he finds a lokeach, he says, oh, you want to buy my land? Okay, go make a chazaka. So he goes, he's got the reparats. He makes a chazaka, and he's coded the shtar wherever it is. How's he coded that shtar? So the assumption right now is he's coded the shtar because I want him to be coded the shtar. He's coded the shtar because I say be coded the shtar. Just words alone. Kolshkein la'el, the shtar b'shtar mikni. So for sure, if I write a shtar on the shtar, it should work. Over here, it's even less than that. I'm not even writing a shtar on the shtar. I'm just telling him, yes, I want you to own that shtar. And apparently, that's good enough, just telling him, just words. Of course he's going to be able to be kona with actual words that are really written in the shtar. So that's the Gemara's Raya. So it says in Gemara, no. Agav Shaini, no, he's kona the shtar, not because I tell him to be kona the shtar, not just because I say, you are hereby kona the shtar, he's kona the shtar with a kinyan agav. He was kona karka, he did a maisa kinyan, he did a null gadur parats, he did a chazaka on the karka, and that chazaka on the karka worked for the shtar as well. The hamad beya, the lo nikni b'chalipin, the agav ara nikni. Right? After all, madbeya, to acquire money, it doesn't work b'chalipin to do a kinyan sudar, to be kona madbeya. I can't tell you, pick up this handkerchief, and hereby you're kona the madbeya. It doesn't work. You can't be kona money that way. And nevertheless, you could be kona it agav karka. You can't be kona madbeya with words, but you can be kona madbeya agav karka. Everything works agav karka. So that's how the shtar is working over here. The other Rav Papa, just like the story of Rav Papa, Havali Tracer Alfi Zuze Bechuzai had 12,000 zuz. Bechuzai in Bechuzai, Akninu Nenalel Rav Shmuel Baracha Agav Asifa de Beisei. And he was Machnit Rav Shmuel Baracha with a Kinyan Agav, the doorstep of his house. Right, so he did a kinyan agav. Apparently, he needed to do the kinyan. Rashbam says, "Ilu lo akninu na le lo v'yavile t'lo l'chayv ba'unsa d'orcha." He would not have given it to him otherwise had he not made a kinyan, because he didn't want to be responsible for the transference of the money, the insurance on getting it over from one place to the other. So kiyasa nafik lapei atavach, and when he came, he went out to greet him. For he was so happy that he was bringing him all of his money, so he went out to greet him to a very distant place to go show him kavod, that he was to thank him for bringing the money. But the point is that the kinyan on the money worked, even though there was no actual kinyan, there was no actual hagba on the money, there was no holding on to the money. How did the kinyan on the money work? It was agav. So agav works. So that's how you kona the shtar over here also. It's not just mili. Mili does not work. You cannot be kona shtar just with mili alone. Over here it wasn't mili. It was a kinyan agav. Now, a couple of points. We mentioned that the first of the three shtar cases, we were only really interested in the third because we thought that proved something about mili. But in the first case was also an interesting case. I tell two Edim, here, I want you to be kona this field for a third party, for Levi, and I then want you to write a shtar on the field. So we say, I'm allowed to be chozer b'shtar, but not on the field, because the field is already too late, they're already kona it. So once they're already kona it, so what's the halacha? Is it mine or is it not mine? So the Gemara said, it's not mine. I lost it already. It already belongs to that third party. So why can I stop them from writing a shtar? Meaning, what's the shtar going to hurt me? If the halacha is that it shouldn't be mine, and if I try to claim it's mine, I'm nothing but a ganav. So why am I allowed to withhold the raya that they're going to have, that it belongs to them? How could it possibly hurt me to write the shtar? Adrabah, I should have to write the shtar just to make sure that I don't pull any tricks later on, that I don't try to pull any shtick. So that's the kash of Tosos and the bottom Tosos. Chozer b'shtar v'ena chozer b'sada. Tosos says, "Im tomar kivin shein mazik lo klum b'ena matan b'ena mecher nichtav lo manav shach shlo yuchal lich perlo." you should write the shtar anyway, so that you can't tomorrow come and claim that you never gave the field. Whatever, you should. You're not going to lose anything by writing the shtar. So Tosa suggests a couple of answers. Number one, he says, "Yesh lama de mafsid l'fi shal yidei shtar yetsa kol shemachar anasan v'lo yil v'lo kol kach baratzon l'fi shein lo kol kach karkos." You don't like to make a public spectacle of the fact that you had to sell karka or that you had to get rid of karka. Once there's a shtar, it becomes a public spectacle, and everyone's going to realize that you got rid of karka. People who realize that you got rid of karka and that you aren't holding on to as much real estate as you used to have are not going to be so willing to lend you money. Because people lend you money when they think you have tons of real estate. So they think, even if he doesn't have so much liquid assets, I'm not going to be able to collect cash from him. I'll always be able to collect from his real estate holdings. But as soon as they see that your real estate holdings are heading in the wrong direction, even if you still have a lot, but it's heading in the wrong direction, that you're starting to sell it, so then it's going to be too much of a headache. Then they're not going to be interested in selling. So it does hurt you to write a shtar. So you'd rather keep it quiet. Not that you want to be kofar and you want to lie the next day and claim that the field is yours. You just want to keep it quiet. Then a couple of lines later, Tosfos says the second answer. Rabbi Natan mefarish to b'shtar matana dafka mayri, delanichalei delefe shtari ilavei. That it's dafka by shtar matana, that we don't want too many shtaros written. Do'olam lo yodu shu shtar matana, eli yizru shu shtar chov v'shtar mecher, v'shibit karka osav. People aren't going to realize it's a shtar matana. They're going to think it's a shtar mecher, they're going to think it's a shtar halva, and therefore they're going to think there's a lien on all of your properties. Now, if people think there's a lien on your properties, and there isn't one, then people are going to be less willing to buy your other properties. Right? Why would I want to buy a property from a guy when there's a lien on the property and someone might come and take that property away from me tomorrow? So since everyone knows when a shtar is written, but not everyone pays careful enough attention. This is good, this is true in general. People try to, try to find out everybody else's business in broad terms, right? Broad enough to be able to be suspicious, but not narrowly enough to be able to know that there's nothing suspicious to look at. So people want to know. They want to know whether there's a shtar. Oh, there's a shtar. I'm very suspicious about that. It's a shtar matana, doesn't affect you at all. Yeah, but that's, people don't do that much research. They do just enough research to cause trouble. So that's the assumption. The whole shakal v'tari, it should be noted, I'm not going to read it inside or even say it really, but this whole shakal v'tari of the Gemara over here, Tosfos has a whole different take than the Rashbam does in what the havamin of the Gemara was of how you recorded the shtar. Tosfos finds it hard to believe that in the third case of shtar that we were talking about, where I get a shtar written in advance and then a guy is kona the karka, that he's also kona the shtar, that the Gemara ever had a havamina that the only way he's kona the shtar is because I say it should be yours. I mean, it seems obvious that even in the Havamina, we should have understood that it's Kinyan Agav. So Tosfos has to then reinterpret the Maskana. If even in the Havamina, we understood that it was done through Agav, first of all, why is that a problem? Why is that Mili? And second of all, what's the Maskana? So Tosfos in the top Tosfos in Ein Zayin and Beis has a whole different approach, Kedai to take a look at, but not for now. So says the Mishnah. Machras HaKaron, if a person sells a wagon, Lo Machras HaPredos, he does not automatically include... Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay, good. Okay, just making sure you're paying attention. Two lines before the Mishnah. So says the Gemara. One guy. Okay. Right. We said in the Mishnah that when you sell the boat, included in the sale are not the avadim, the martzufin, nor the antiki. So my antiki. What are antiki? I'm Rav Papa Iska de Begava. That's just the things you're selling that you keep in the boat. What do you call it? The stuff that you bring from play, the cargo. Yes, that's the cargo that's in the boat, right? So that's what antiki means. Okay, new Mishnah. Macharas HaKaron, if a person sells a wagon, lo macharas HaPredos, included in the sale is not the mules, macharas HaPredos, that pull the wagon, macharas HaPredos, lo macharas HaKaron. And if I sell the mules, it does not necessarily mean that I include also the wagon in the sale. Macharas HaTzemed, lo macharas HaBakar. If I sell the yoke, right, that you put on the cattle, so that does not necessarily mean I'm also selling the cattle with it. Machras HaBakar, lo machras HaTzemed. If I sell the cattle, it does not necessarily mean that I intend to include the yoke and the cattle as well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hadam Modiin. Rabbi Yehuda says, I mean, just check out what the price was. If the price indicates that it was enough money to buy the cattle and the yoke, so then that's probably what he sold, if the price does not indicate as such. So that's not what he sold. So then he only sold one of them. If a guy says, I want you to sell me that yoke for 200 zuz, well, whatever you do, Shane had 7 zuz. Everyone knows that a yoke shouldn't cost 200 zuz. That's an exorbitant price for a yoke. And therefore, you know that he means to include the cattle as well. The chamramim ain't adam raya. The chamramim say, no, the damim is never a raya. The money is never going to be a raya. And so, how do you explain the exorbitant price? What was the exorbitant price for if it wasn't for the cattle and the yoke together? So either Rashbam says, and this is based straight on the Gemara, that b'matana b'kei shlit nila hamosar, I wanted to give you money. Right? I wanted to be nice to you and give you money. But I know you're a nice guy, you're very shy, and you're not going to want to take the money, and you know, Sunday matanas yichya, you're not going to want to take money from me. So you know what I do? I go and I find something cheap in your house, and I say, I'd like to buy, oh, that looks beautiful, I'd really like to buy that. And then I mention some exorbitant price. And they'll say, really? You want it for that much money? Yeah, I would just really love it for that much money. It's like that valuable to me. It's so beautiful to me. Okay. And then the guy sells it to me he sells me the yoke for 200 zuz. And that way I gave him the rest as a matana. That was my real intention, to just give it to him as a matana. That's one possibility. Or maybe in a chinami. Maybe, no, the exorbitant price cannot be explained. And since it cannot be explained, other than the fact that I'm trying to, that the guy was ripping me off. And if he was ripping me off and charging me $200 for a yoke, bitul mekach, the sale is voided. I can go and return it. But either way, it doesn't indicate that I was kona the buck or also. It doesn't indicate that I'm kona the cattle. All the money indicates is that it was a ripoff. That it was a ripoff for the yoke. And therefore, I could not be mevatel the mekach. Those are the two ways to take it when you say, ein hadamim raya. So Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'arava Kameh de Rabbi Avahu. So Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'arava taught in front of Rabbi Avahu, Machras HaKaron, Machras HaPredos. He taught the Tanaic teaching that if you sell the wagon, it does come along with the mules. So Frekli Ma'arava Anan Lo Machra Tanan. But it says often in our Mishnah that no, it does not come along with the mules. The wagon is alone and the mules are alone. How can you include them together? Amalei Isamye says, okay, change whatever I said. Right, strike that from the record. I never said it does come along with the mules. I never said it now. So I'm like, lo, titagim asnischa badukinbo. Instead of erasing whatever teaching you're trying to convey, instead of just saying, okay, throw it in the garbage because it's against the Mishnah, no, you could just be metargim, just say that it's talking about ba'adukinbo. It's talking about a situation when they're tied together, when the mules and the wagon are tied together, because then it's unusual to be kind of one without the other, right? So then we assume everything is being sold. But our Mishnah is talking about b'she'ein adukin. Our Mishnah is talking about that they're not currently tied together. And that's what I'm being kind of, and therefore I'm kind of one without the other. Machras ha-tzemen la-machras ha-bakar, the Mishnah went on to say that if you sell the yoke, it does not necessarily include the cattle as well. Whose watch is right? Mine or that? Is it 7 o'clock? Or is
it's
it?
Not 7.
It's not 7. Okay. Okay, so hechidami. So what's the case? Says Mar Ilem the car litzimda tzimda lebakar bakar pshita tzimda zavenle bakar lo zavenle. If everyone calls a yoke, and everyone calls cattle a cattle, so then obviously if I say I'm selling you a yoke, I'm selling you a yoke. Vel the car linami lebakar tzimda kule zavenle. But if people call cattle a yoke also, when they say tzemet, it generally means a yoke with the cattle. Well, then it's obvious that I meant to include everything. So what's the case where it's vague and where we need a Mishnah to tell me? So lo tzricha ba'asra dekar le'litzim tzim de lebakar bakar. Typically, people call cattle cattle and a yoke a yoke. Vika nami dekar lebakar tzimda. But sometimes people will say yoke and they'll mean cattle with the yoke. So Rabbi Yehuda savar adam maldin. Rabbanan savri ein adam imraya. Rabbi Yehuda will say, well, use the money as the indicator. And the Rabbanan will say, no, money cannot be an indicator. And therefore we go with what you said. You said a yoke. It means only a yoke and not the cattle as well. Okay, tomorrow we'll go further.